This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 267. In times of darkness, you've got to share the light.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
To me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. It's by Walt Whitman. When we see the tragedies of the world and in our own lives, it is easy to become discouraged. We can quickly spiral into a story of belief that violence is worse than ever, and the politicians are corrupt, and the planet is on the fast track to destruction. It's easy to retreat under your blankets after watching the news and despair that the world is growing darker, especially at this time of year when there is actually less daylight. The truth is, miracles happen every day all around us. But when the earth is darkened, when we are weary from the long night, we may not remember to lift up our eyes and gaze outward to see the miracles. This is why for thousands of years, people from all over the world have created rituals and celebrations of light during this season, when the days are short and the nights are long. We bring the beautiful evergreen inside and wrap it up in tiny lights. Houses glow on every street with bright displays. Candles are lit and placed in the windows. We tell stories about faraway people guided by the brightest of stars. These traditions are built not only to remind us of the miracle of light, but more importantly, to remind us to share the light. To place the light on display so that all who pass by, no matter who they are, will also be reminded of and experience its warmth. We remember to give and give and give the light of love away to all who cross our path, not just those closest to us. The gift of our unique light is truly the greatest gift we can ever hope to give. I believe it is our greatest privilege and duty to do so. Each little light in the darkness is a miracle waiting to be shared. Your light is a miracle waiting to be shared. Rumi said, "Don't you know yet? It is your light that lights the worlds." Right now, you may not be feeling like you have anything to give. You may be on your last $10, and there may be fewer gifts under the tree this year than ever for your family. If that is the case, then now is especially the time to lift your gaze and look out into the world and see how you can spread light to anyone less fortunate than yourself, because you have a home with a roof and with a tree under it. So take your kindness to someone who doesn't have this. Then see how your blessings multiply in the smile on their face. There was a story I read recently that goes like this. In Crown Heights, there was a Jew, Yankel, who owned a bakery. He survived the Nazi concentration camps. He once said, quote, "You know why it's important that I'm alive today? I was a kid, just a teenager at the time. We were on the train, in a boxcar, being taken to Auschwitz. Night came, and it was freezing, deathly cold, in that boxcar. Sitting next to me was a beloved elderly Jew from my hometown. He was shivering from head to toe and looking terrible. So I wrapped my arms around him and began rubbing him to warm him up. I rubbed his arms, his legs, his face, his neck. I begged him to hang on. All night long, I kept the man warm this way. I was tired. I was freezing cold myself. My fingers were numb, but I didn't stop rubbing the heat onto this man's body. Hours and hours went by like this. Finally, night passed, morning came, and the sun began to shine. Nobody else in that cabin made it through the night. They died from the frost. Only two people survived, the old man and me. The old man survived because somebody kept him warm. I survived because I was warming somebody else. End quote. Let me tell you a secret. When you warm other people's hearts, you remain warm yourself. When you seek to support, encourage, and inspire others, then you will discover support, encouragement, and inspiration in your own life as well. Shine your light in the world this season and always. You will make the difference for so many others as we make our way out of the dark. This is 5-Minute Friday, and a very happy holidays to everyone who is listening. Thank you so much for tuning in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Make sure to share this with your friends, lewishowes.com/267. If you know someone who is down and out, who is struggling, who is in pain, suffering, isn't making ends meet, or just is a little down on themselves, make sure to send them this episode again, lewishowes.com/267. In times of darkness, we need to share the light. In times when we're down and out and not feeling good, that's when we get to look out of ourselves and go find someone else and pick them up. Because in that process, we will continue to feel better. We will continue to improve our lives by giving and supporting other people. I hope you guys spread the message, not just of this podcast, but the message of your love and your joy and support to other people around you who may not be as far along as you. There is so much to be grateful for. I am so grateful for so much in my life, and I'm grateful for you listening right now. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to continue to give and give and give to you, and I hope that it lifts you up every single time you listen to the episodes and the interviews on the School of Greatness podcast. Thank you guys so much. You know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.